Chris Pinto. I have the Phoenix. Sugar's the dollar bill. You were continuing, Chris, with the destruction of the United States, the rise of world government. Please continue.
Yeah, it's just very interesting. You know, I've been reading articles just about the planned destruction of America. In fact, there was that book, I think, about 10 years ago by James Wardner by that title. And I remember when I first started hearing about this, it sounded too incredible to be believed. You know, a family member of mine, you know, called me who had been skeptical about this and then talked about watching a video presentation that dated back in 1995 where somebody was talking about the financial situation in America and how that they were planning the destruction of our economy. And it seems too incredible to be believed, but then when the housing market crashed and then you have China and France coming out calling for global currency and a new world order, and then Henry Kissinger coming forward and talking about how Obama's positioned for the establishment of a new world order, it's as though everything is happening right on cue. Right according to some greater plan. And I think the symbolism, we talk in at great length about the, you know, the esoteric symbolism of the symbols on the dollar bill and what they may well have meant to men like Hall, to Nicholas Roerich, to Henry Wallace, and FDR, and that collectively they would have symbolized this destruction of a, you know, of a phoenix that then leads to a rebirth. And that by destroying America's currency and possibly America itself, I mean, there was just yesterday Glenn Beck on Fox News had a quote that was sent out by Rupert Murdoch. I don't know if you guys caught this, but it was very interesting.
We caught it about how it's a new order is upon us.
Right.
Where
the new order is upon us, world government. You go, I don't want that. It does not exist. Seize him.
Right. But it's just incredible how everybody is just stepping forward as though they all know what is supposed to happen, right on cue, and now the things move forward. But yeah, that's generally. But we're talking about an Eye of the Phoenix, is all of the undercurrent for these things and how they materialize through the 20th century. We sidestep carefully because a lot of the debates about the dollar bill have to do with the founding fathers of America and what the founding fathers intended. And that's very difficult to discern when you focus on the Great Seal and trying to figure out what they intended for the symbolism there. Because you had 14 different men that worked on three committees, and then all of their work was handed over to one man, Charles Thompson, who then comes up with the final seal design, and he submits it to Congress in a written form. It's just a written description. He had some preliminary sketches, but ultimately it was all just written down. Congress approved that, and then you had these realizations of the seal that came about, but they were all slightly different. But the formal design, the one that, you know, we see on the Internet and that people write about and talk about that has all of this precision to it and this Masonic and occult imagery, that was made formal during FDR's administration. That's where things like the stars above the eagle's head went from being just a loose star field into a hexagram with a circle around it, like the Star of David and so on. And then so we've got one of our, you know, occult experts, Doc Marquis, who comes in and explains the series of hexagrams that he finds on the dollar
bill. Come back. A long segment, plenty of time to talk. When we come back, we'll break this down. But, you know, reading the Bible, Solomon's seal, that's not the Star of David. It's the seal they sealed the devils with, or the genies, whether you believe in this or not. That's what they say. And they believe these symbols that have power need to be shown, like the Washington Monument, the big phallus, and the capitals of the breast of the goddess, with the goddess, you know, capping them, and they're bringing all of this in. We'll talk about their fruits when we come back. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This film also deals with these theosophic societies that just carry on the ancient Babylon mystery religion, who are searching the world for their Christ. And they claim, many different people have been this Maitreya. One of them that they announced was their leader in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s is the guy that you see in the new Zeitgeist addendum, and then all the symbolism in that. So we also have a lot of these groups now coming into the Patriot or Awakening movement, and they say that this, you know, this Christ is coming, and the churches have been, you know, prepared for that. They've been told to support Israel no matter what Israel does, but the Bible says the Antichrist will be there first posing. So this is just amazing deception that's going on. A lot of people then say, well, you know, the Babylon Mystery School people kind of planted the Bible as ideas to be a type of predictive programming to where this will be manifest. But if you really read deeper, this is another counterfeit lie they're putting out. And expanding on that, they believe that they need to get rid of the majority of the world's population. So if you look at the fruits of the New World Order and the high-level Masons, which is just one arm of this, very horrible fruits, very, very horrible things they do, incredible human degradation, and they rationalize it saying it's the balance. You know, it's bringing balance to things. Continuing with our guests, Chris Pinto and David Bay, the makers of Eye of the Phoenix, just again, incredible film. Chris Pinto and then David Bay along these lines, breaking down the film. And let's go back into the film itself and what these people in their own writing say they believe.
I think a lot of it, what we really tried to show, you know, in their writings, you were talking about the connection with the Theosophical Society. And during this time, there were, you had Henry Wallace, who was the Secretary of Agriculture, becomes the Vice President later on, and he was a member of the Theosophical Society. And with him, his spiritual mentor, a guy named Nicholas Roerich, who's been sort of erased from modern history books, but was a very central figure back in the 1920s and 30s, and was very closely associated with FDR's administration. And he was seen to be the successor of Madame Blavatsky, who had founded the Theosophical Society in the late 19th century. And his wife, in fact, Helena Roerich, had translated Blavatsky's book, The Secret Doctrine, into Russian. So they were very, very closely affiliated with the society, and they ended up forming their own New Age group called the Agni Yoga Society and so on. But Roerich was this celebrated international figure. He was a painter. He was a philosopher and so on. He was very deeply involved in the occult. And as a result, Henry Wallace, who was his pupil, his disciple, became deeply involved in the occult as well. And Roerich spent years of his life traveling through Eastern countries, through Tibet and so on, looking for Shambhala, this legendary, you know, paradise-like kingdom, but also looking for signs of the coming of the Christ, you know, the fifth Buddha, the Maitreya. And this was a central doctrine in the whole theosophical belief system. But you had major figures. You had guys like Mahatma Gandhi and Nehru, the first prime minister of India, that were both involved in theosophy. You had Thomas Edison, the great inventor, who was a member of the House of Theosophy, and so on. So there were a lot of intellectuals, and the group itself was very political. It formed the underbelly of the League of Nations, of which Roerich is credited for having been an inspiration of. And then subsequently, when, you know, that was dissolved and the UN came together, Roerich is credited, you know, his whole philosophies and so on about world peace and world brotherhood. He was, through his artwork and his writings, amalgamating all the different cultures of the world in his paintings and so on. You know, so he's combining Jesus and Buddha and Krishna and Muhammad and so on, relying upon these universal archetypes as being, you know, different parts of one and the same thing.
Now, this is just their front, though. I mean, specifically studying them, and you go into that some of the film, there's this very dark side, and you find that dark side at the top of the pyramid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think the dark side comes in, well, for me anyway, the dark side comes in with this artifact that Roerich claimed to have, this stone that was delivered to him, and that we reveal through the course of the film was a stone that was said to have fallen from the crown of Lucifer, the archangel. And we talk about how the underbelly of theosophy is really the worship of Lucifer, Satan, declaring that Lucifer is the true God. And Madame Blavatsky in her writings had talked about, you know, the belief of the theosophists, which was ancient Gnosticism, which goes back to the Garden of Eden, and she uses this phrase, demon est Deus inversus, meaning the devil is God inverted. And they switch the roles of God and the serpent in the Garden of Eden, and they declare that God, who created Adam and Eve, was really a devil because he forbade man to partake of the tree of knowledge. And the serpent was really an angel of light, Lucifer, who came to redeem mankind by getting him to partake of the tree of knowledge.
Okay, so they say they're so loving and good. Why do they love slaughtering and killing whole populations? Why? I mean, I guess the Mother Earth needs that.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they're Luciferians. We show that both seals are Luciferian and Egyptian in origin, and carry. And then we have a couple of experts that break down the symbolism on both sides, and we just prove that the symbolism of the dollar bill is Luciferian, that, you know, to its very core. You know, what was really interesting to me is that is not the Nicholas Rorick, who is a channeler and a mystic, channeler of spirits, and his wife was too. I wasn't so surprised that he believed that this stone contained Lucifer's power, and that he who held it would have that power, and that power could move the world into the New World Order. But what was interesting to me is that Henry Wallace, who is Secretary of Agriculture and Vice President under FDR, believed the same thing.
And then meanwhile, David Bay, you have Hitler, part of the Theosophic Society, running around trying to find different artifacts, and one of you's got a phone short, whoever's moving that. We have to switch phones. That he had to run around and get all these amulets and talismans and the Shroud of Turin and the spear that pierced Christ's side and the Holy Grail and Tibet and Nazis digging things up in Tunis and running around. Whether people believe that this stuff's real or not, the lunatics running things, I've been to Bohemian Grove, I snuck in there. I mean, Skull and Bones, they really do believe in this. Please continue.
Yeah, well, the thing that we try to bring out in this in this video is that FDR was extremely much like Hitler in the fact that he believed in these same things, and he was sending Nicholas Rorick all throughout the Far East to discover many of the same things that Hitler was.
And so did Stalin, and so did Lenin, and so did the British royalty.
Right, exactly.
And then Tony Blair today, Skull and Bones, all of these groups are completely and totally obsessed with this.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, people do not realize the deep occult religion, for the lack of a better term, of the FDR administration. From FDR down to Henry Wallace
at Lincoln at seances and channeling.
He did. His wife was especially deep into that, yes.
Look at Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Hillary. She bragged that she had seances with Eleanor Roosevelt. I mean,
The Rorick's were so deep into this, though. I think it's interesting. They were so deep into this that they were claiming in their diaries that they were having objects materialize from the spirit realm. They were having coins and other things from the spirit realm come into their seances. And very serious. I mean, these are people who are international figures that are impacting world government. And they're claiming that these spirits are sending things from the other side to them. So these were not lighthearted accounts that were given. These people were deeply involved in the worship of Lucifer.
And they're in control of the nuclear weapons, the bioweapons. They're getting everybody's DNA, admittedly, to create race-specific bioweapons.
Right.
They're
right.
In control today, and they are going to kill a lot of people, folks.
Yep.
Continue.
So that I felt was a very important thing to prove, because a lot of people, I've seen some Christian ministries even try to defend FDR as possibly being a Christian, because he'll make, you know, he made certain speeches at Christmas or this kind of thing, talking about the birth of Christ and whatnot, and not realizing that as a Mason and as somebody deeply involved in all this stuff, he would have a completely different view of who Christ was and what he represented and so on. And also the strong Masonic connection with his entire administration, with him, with Wallace, with the Secretary of Treasury, with a guy named Louis Horch, who was financing Nicholas Rorick and built this huge building for him. He had government positions there with FDR, and he was a 33rd degree Mason. All of these guys were deeply involved in the society.
Chris Pinto, David Bay, got a break. Let's come back and go through more of this and get the film. There's too much to cover here on air. Eye of the Phoenix at Infowars.com.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
One of the biggest issues I've noticed is that the occultists, the Rosicrucians, all these groups, basically same religion, run the atheistic, agnostic groups, the humanist groups, and also have infiltrated all the seminaries. They brag about it in their books, as you men know. And they're obsessed with discrediting true Christianity. But then you know, they're a bunch of occultics. Why do they accept all the other religions except for that? But I mean, that's a whole other question. I want to run through some of the other characters in the film, but I also want to spend time on how they, from your research, how they plan on destroying the United States and then rebuilding it to bring in their new world order. But please continue with our guests, David Bay and Chris Pinto. Okay, I think one of the guys is listening to the radio over the internet delay. That's probably David Bay. Let's go back to Chris Pinto. Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Again, Eye of the Phoenix is part three. Part one, we wanted to talk about the foundation of America, you know, going back to England, and this is the birth of the new Atlantis and viewing it that way. What was interesting to me was discovering that the very first history of the Great Seal that was written by a guy named Charles A.L. Totten in the 19th century, and he was an American Army officer, and he had, when he's writing about the Great Seal, he's writing about the mysteries that are associated with the founding of our republic, and there's a lot of them. There's a lot of really, you know, interesting mythical fairy tales that are told about angels visiting George Washington and mysterious figures coming from out of nowhere and doing certain things to, you know, inspire the signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Providence,
exactly. Or so they would call it, but not necessarily all of them. But Totten, in his History of the Great Seal, writes about it, and he talks about the birth of America, and he says specifically that he believed it was the fulfillment of what Sir Francis Bacon had called the New Atlantis. So he ties it all together in his history. And one of the things that we talk about in the film is the one of the mysterious origins, or said to be origins, of the Great Seal. Some people have argued that you can't really know where the Great Seal came from because so many fingers were involved in it, in designing it. And so they put forth this notion that it came from the spirit realm, that it materialized. And there's actually a history that's documented in a book, Founding Fathers, Secret Societies, by Dr. Robert Hieronymus. Now, the account might not mean anything except for the fact that Hieronymus is the leading expert in America and probably the world on the history of the Great Seal. He's the guy whose research is used by the State Department, by the White House. It was given to Anwar Sadat years ago before he was assassinated, when Sadat was inquiring about the Great Seal because he saw the pyramid and he thought there was some connection between Egypt and America as a result. And anyway, so Dr. Hieronymus records this history where Thomas Jefferson, with John Adams and Ben Franklin, were supposedly trying to come up with a design for the Great Seal. And in their frustration, Jefferson goes outside, and some mysterious figure in a dark cloak comes out of nowhere and has this something in a satchel, and he hands it to Jefferson, and he says, "I know you've been struggling for a, you know, to come up with a design. Here it is." And Jefferson supposedly opens this pack up, and there's the design for the Great Seal of the United States, and he goes rushing in, tells everybody about it, and when he comes back, this mysterious figure is gone. And it's a really bizarre account, but it's a recorded account, and there are people who to this day claim to believe that that's where the Great Seal originates from.
And, of course, it doesn't just end there, and I would say somebody's got a phone off the hook in an office. We keep hearing a woman talk, and I'm just going to put that on record here, because I'll be able to hear what you guys have to say. I'm not sure which phone's doing that, so I need to check it. That there's occultic symbolism all over D.C., all over the world, and all over the other money as well. It's just everywhere. They're upset. I mean, the National Press Club symbolism is the staff of the wizard, the little owl, the eternal flame of Bohemian Grove. It just goes on and on. So let's talk about that, gentlemen, when we come back and take some phone calls. And what their great plan is from your deep research on this subject. Just an amazing film. You can go up to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, watch the trailer. And I hope folks will get Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. This is something that will really wake people up, especially Christians and agnostics, to the fact that there's an occult agenda going on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Eye of the Phoenix, secrets of the dollar bill. Your phone calls coming up in a few minutes. I got to have our guests back on for a more in-depth interview because there's just so much to learn here. Again, I came upon researching the New World Order just from a secular position, looking at what the elites believe and are pushing, and these are horrible creatures. And they have a lot of well-meaning idiot camp followers that buy into the whole new age. There's nothing new about it. Let's hit some of the other key areas of the Eye of the Phoenix. And perhaps I should go back to David Bay for his take on some of the things that Chris Pinto was just saying. But then also, I want to go back to Chris Pinto because the way these films are made, I mean, this is shot with actors. It's lit great. I don't know how you guys do it for the budget you have. It's just an amazing feat. And to do it three times.
The credit for that all goes to Chris. He's an accomplished filmmaker and you know, once he became a Christian, he realized he couldn't work for Hollywood, so now he's using his skills for us. So that credit all goes to him. But one of the major points comes at the end of the film, where we disclose that there is a direct link between the symbolism of the all-seeing eye of Lucifer hovering over the unfinished pyramid, which is the developing New World Order, and the Masonic plan to rebuild the Solomon's Temple for their Christ. And when the Christ arises, he will symbolically replace the eye atop the pyramid, thus completing the pyramid. So back in 1782, when this design was created, the Masons at the time and the Masons today plan to rebuild that third temple for their Christ, and that symbolism is on the dollar bill in the form.
And they have the Israeli Supreme Court building with the big all-seeing eyes, and they've infiltrated Christianity and changed things to a pre-tribulation rapture, and so the Christian church is ready to accept the first Christ as the Christ.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's a warning that we issue in Riddles and Stone toward the end of that documentary. But the point is that this plan to globalize the world and then stage their Christ, this plan has been in existence since at least their founding fathers, and we show in the New Atlantis, the first video, the plan goes all the way back to Sir Francis Bacon and Queen Elizabeth in England in the 1580s and 1590s. So this is a long-running plan.
It's just amazing to see it unfolding now. The Luciferians, Mr. Pinto, they believe that they are now in the final phase, correct?
I think they do. I mean, you've had these guys coming out for years stating that their world teacher, their Maitreya, their global Messiah, is getting ready to merge at any moment. I mean, back in FDR's era, they believed that was the case. This guy, Krishnamurti, who I think you mentioned earlier, was the guy that the House of Theosophy believed was going to be the Christ figure, and then he came out and said, no, it's not me. Then you had Benjamin Krem, who for more than 20 years, almost 30 years now, has been going forth announcing that the Maitreya would appear at any moment, and this Maitreya is the same, fifth Buddha Christ figure that they were anticipating during FDR's administration.
And Lucius Trust, has the little prayer area at the UN in New York. I mean, this is their religion.
Yeah, the meditation room. If anybody goes to the UN, I've been to the meditation room in the United Nations building. It is a very occult room that they put together. And if you go on their website and read about it, it's very plain that it was designed based on occult principles in no uncertain way. But yeah, they've been anticipating this figure. In fact, Benjamin Krem, back in November, Share International, his group, sent out some email and some news announcement. Now that it was actually after the election, once Obama won the election, within a month they sent some press release announcing that Maitreya was going to emerge, that he was going to be interviewed by some world famous journalist or something. And then all of these miraculous and wondrous things were going to be happening in the coming year, supposedly this year. But Krem has been saying this kind of thing for many years, so who knows what's going to happen. But yes, they think the time is nigh. They believe they are right on the edge of this whole New World Order coming about and their world teacher coming forward.
Bunch of lunatics. I want to go to some phone calls, but I want to tell listeners who haven't gotten the first two in the series, we have all three at InfoWars.com right now. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, Riddles in Stone, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings 2, and now the third, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. If memory serves me right, you guys wanted to make one film early on, but you understood it was such a saga, such a history, that, I mean, I've watched all three films, and it's just jam-packed with info. You never cover the same info twice. How many total in the series are there going to be?
Well, there were originally going to be four. If we can find the funding for it, we would. The material has blossomed into seven. So we'll just have to wait and see how things progress. But there is so much material that we need to talk about relating to the secret mysteries of America's beginnings that it could take seven volumes to tell the whole story.
Yeah, it's real education because I've done a lot of research and I even learned a lot of new stuff I didn't know watching this film. And it's also all very well documented. I want to take a few calls here, but any other key points you guys want to make about the film?
Did you notice the Bohemian owl that we talked about all over that dollar bill?
Yes. Tell us about that little fellow.
Well, hidden in a couple different places on the dollar bill, there is an owl that is identical to the Bohemian Grove owl. And we have a short segment in there about the Bohemian Grove, which ties in exactly with your DVD, on that subject. I found it very interesting that the fact of the documentary took that turn.
Yeah, well, people say to me, oh, the owl isn't Moloch. I understand that was symbolized in Tyre as a bull and other areas as a ram, other animals. But the cultists always give 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 meanings. They address it as the owl of Bohemia, and then on their own literature, they address it as Moloch. When I was there at the ritual, infiltrating it in July of 2000, they addressed it. First, they said the spirits of all our dead Grove members are here. Then they addressed it as a female. Then they addressed it as a male. This goes into their religion. And a lot of the occultists out there like to, pick at us. And we're not allowed to talk about this and all their mumbo-jumbo garbage. But any comments on that?
Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was just going to make the comment, Alex, just to follow up on the whole owl Bohemian Grove thing. One of the things that we show in the film is the presence of the owl throughout Washington, D.C. If you go in the government buildings, if you go in the Library of Congress, in the U.S. Capitol, and so on, you will find little owls carved into, the most remote places inside D.C. I mean, they're all over the place. We show
those are spiritual guardians.
Yeah, the practicing occultists believe that the form that a particularly powerful kind of familiar spirit takes the form of an owl, and the owl was Sir Francis Bacon's favorite familiar spirit, and so it's been popular all down through the centuries since.
Yeah, I had pretty high level Masons, here in Texas, in my family lineage. And, in these old farmhouses and places, there's little, bronze and cast iron little owls. And,
right. Yeah, that's a familiar spirit that comes and guides them and gives them encouragement, gives them guidance for their life and that kind of thing. It's, and of course the Bible says that we are to not have any contact with familiar spirits. It's a representative of this Luciferian religion that all of the Masons and Rosicrucians and other members of secret societies follow. If people really got a hold in their mind that our government leaders are, these Masons and these Rosicrucians are practicing occultists and are following an occult plan that follows Bible prophecy, that would revolutionize the opposition to the New World Order.
And that's what the Bible says. It says they have their counterfeit, and the occultists go, no, this is the Christ. Look, we wrote your Bible. I mean, it's just such deception. It's just amazing.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. But the exciting part of it for us is that this all comes down, and they are aiming for the very thing the Bible says will happen, and that is a Christ figure that God will claim to be Jesus Christ and all the world's religions and will take control of a global government, a global economy, and a global religion.
Well, I mean, look at how the last two popes are calling for a one-world government. And I have video of them joining hands with all the other religions. I mean, they're all pushing for this.
Yeah. And the Illuminati back in 1991 made a decision that the Roman Catholic Pope, whomever he was at the time, would become the top religious leader of the New World Order religion. And so the Pope is right in the thick of things.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have all three of the films available at Infowars.com. I hope you'll call and get it as well if you're not online. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Eye of the Phoenix. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Ron in Arizona, you're on the air with the two co-directors of Eye of the Phoenix.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. If we're living in the last days and a new world order will be established, as the Bible says, should we resist it no matter what, because the Bible says we should do that? Proverbs 24:25 says that those who rebuke the will be blessed. Those who keep the law strive against the wicked, Proverbs 28:4. And if the righteous gives way before the wicked, they are like a muddy spring or a polluted well, Proverbs 25:26. And then Ephesians 5:11 says that instead of participating in the deeds of the wicked, we're supposed to expose them. And then Paul said in verse 14, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Any comments on that, Alex, Mr. Pino, Mr. Bay?
Well, I think we should resist. Right now we can resist legally and write letters and call our congressmen and do all the talk as a million man voice. I think we should. But as a Christian ministry, we strive to use our events of the new, the coming new world order to get people to come to Christ.
But if they are saved, they're going to be fighting evil.
Yeah, we have to fight evil no matter
I mean, it is grace that comes first, but the evidence of that is that you're going to fight evil.
Because we're commanded to throughout the Bible. These are just a handful of verses.
Yeah, but if you're really fighting evil, I mean, if you're really right with God, you're not going to be able to control yourself. You're going to want to help people and fight evil and stand up against corruption. You're not going to be a coward. And I'm telling you, I go in these churches and I feel an evil. I mean, it's evil. Most of these big churches, it is evil. I go in there and I feel evil. And because it is evil. I appreciate your call. You guys want to comment on that, Mr. Pinto or anybody?
I just wanted to say one of my favorite scriptures has to do with John the Baptist and how and why John the Baptist was arrested. He was arrested not just for speaking out against King Herod's adultery, but the scripture says he lifted up a shout against all the evil that Herod had done. He had been speaking against all the evil that Herod was guilty of. And I think that's part of what we're doing in these films, and it's part of what we believe is the right thing to do. God's prophets and wise men and followers have always spoken out against evil in the land whenever a king or a queen or whoever was given over to it.
Yeah, well, like Ezekiel said and others, they were threatening to kill him, and he said, I can't help it. My bones are burning. I've got to do this. And people don't have a compulsion, a drive, an overwhelming need to fight evil and defend all these innocents that are being slaughtered and enslaved and the captives. Then you are in league with the force of this world, period.
And Jesus said that to whom much is given, much will be required. So for those of us who know the truth and know the truth behind the truth, it's incumbent upon us to resist.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Wilson in New York. Wilson, you're on the air with our guest.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. I just want to thank you guys for being able to bring together all the information and make it so understandable. And I also want to thank you, Alex Jones, for taking me out of my dream state of just smoking every day, and you turned me into someone who just is in a drive for information and trying to understand things, and things like the Eye of the Phoenix do help me understand things easier. So I just have one question. It's the movie, I'm actually reading the book though, Angels and Demons, talks about a lot of information. I was curious if any of that information could be true.
You're talking about the book they're turning into the film with about the Illuminati and all that?
Yeah, with Tom Hanks by Dan Brown.
Yeah, that's really all twisted because it says there's the Illuminati, but it's fighting Christianity and the Catholic Church when really all those major institutions are working together. Gentlemen, you have comments on that?
I haven't really studied that that book. I couldn't comment.
Well, I mean, you find out in the first one that, it really is the Holy Grail, and the Holy Grail is the goddess. It's just very occultic.
About the New World Order and Bilderberg, so none of that I should take seriously.
Well, the Illuminati loves to jump in and muddy the waters and take control of dissident groups or write a book that is partly true and partly false. They love to do stuff like this, maybe that kind of a thing.
Okay, sir, I've only read a synopsis of the book and the film. I read the first one. I listened to it on a book on tape because I wanted to understand it. Let me guess, they say the Catholic Church is fighting the Illuminati in the book?
Did they explain that Adam Weishaupt came out of a a Jesuit college in Ingolstadt, Bavaria. That he was he began as a Jesuit, and he used the methodology of the Jesuit order to found the Illuminati.
All I'm asking is exactly, specifically, does the book from the synopsis I've read, and maybe I should read it, I'm just so busy, it says here's the Illuminati, here's the Catholic Church, the two are fighting. Is that the message?
They say that the Catholic Church doesn't like the Illuminati because they were coming from a different standpoint, and they had people like Galileo and other scientists like that. So that's basically why they say they're against each other. And why the Illuminati...
Exactly. The Catholic Church is backwards and bad and, wanted to go after Galileo. So in a way, the Illuminati's the good guys? I mean, I haven't read the book yet, sir, so I appreciate your call, Wilson. I can't really comment. I've only read the synopsis, but I'll find out more. It's about to come out. I just don't like watching movies like that, but I'll try to track it. We're going to come back, take one final call from Jeff in Canada for our guest. The video is The Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. Get it at InfoWars.com.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
All right, we're going to go right back to our guests, take a final call or two. Got to have Mr. Bay and Mr. Pinto back up in the near future because I know there's a lot more people want to talk to them and pick their brain with all this important knowledge. Remember, our sponsors like SurvivalSeedBank.com make this radio show possible. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow your own endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. And there's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds, the UN storing them in these big seed banks. They're buying up the non-hybrid, non-GMO seed stocks and literally not selling them to the public. so it's important to rediscover all this. They have high-quality seeds at great prices. SurvivalSeedBank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Fabulous folks at SurvivalSeedBank.com. And, you know, if you're not going to learn how to garden and learn how to grow food, I think you should do that. But at the same time, you should also check out eFoodsDirect.com, the best storable foods company out there where I get it, non-GMO, clean, healthy, good food, very low price. They have a three-day responder, three-day supply for like $21.95 as a test of their high-quality food. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633. Give them a call. Get a free catalog. Go to eFoodsDirect.com. Watch the introductory videos they have there. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. We're almost out of time. Let's take a call from Jeff in Canada for our guest, the makers of the Eye of the Phoenix.
Hi, Alex. It's Jeff. I've been a longtime supporter of yours, and I think you're having an excellent discussion today. I know time is short, so I'll get right to it. Your guests mentioned that the American dollar is meant to perish like the phoenix and then rise up again in a new form. And I just wanted to put this out there as an insight. Perhaps they're thinking that that one world currency will actually be in the form of carbon credits.
Oh, yeah.
You've mentioned we're moving to a cashless society, and how better to regulate people than link everything to carbon credits.
And that goes into the Gaia worship. Let's get a comment from our guest on that fine point.
It's possible. I mean, it's clearly possible. And, you know, I think Obama is going to be the man that's going to, shepherd America through that whole process.
Well, that's what Kissinger said. He's going to bring in the New World Order. Mr. Pinto?
You know, I haven't studied the carbon credit thing enough to really comment on that specifically. I'm still wondering if they're going to, you know, if they're going to somehow or other initiate the North American Union and then bring in the Amero or something similar.
Yeah, they're going to do it in three blocks first. Great point. Thank you, Jeff. TJ in Nevada. We just hung up. I'm not going to go to anybody else then. Anything else, Jeff? Okay, thank you. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for coming on the show. Each of you a closing one-minute comment or 30-second comment. Go ahead, David.
Well, this Eye of the Phoenix documentary tells the story that the Masonic, and Rosicrucian secret societies and their modern day descendants like Skull and Bones have originally, from before America was founded, planned to use America as the powerful, prosperous nation to lead the world, the rest of the world, into this global government economy and religion, and then stage their Masonic Messiah. And all that symbolism is found on the dollar bill. And as we say in Riddles and Stone, the same story is in the street layouts and the paintings and the sculptures of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, absolutely. Closing comments quickly, Mr. Pinto.
Well, I think the fascinating part of this whole thing for me was how the Great Pyramid symbolizes Solomon's rebuilt temple in the city of Jerusalem. And part of what we show at the end of the film is how you've got Orthodox Jews and Freemasons working to rebuild the temple there in Jerusalem in fulfillment of the appearance of their Christ figure.
That's right,
and
Chris,
all the symbolism.
Chris Pinto, David Bay, we'll talk to you very soon from Cutting Edge Ministries. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. All three films are available right now at InfoWars.com. Retransmission starts now with a bunch of key info with the gun confiscation bills now moving. Eric Holder openly announcing at ABC News. We'll be back in 1 minute covering that at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.